it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, Slacker, I want to have a bit of an update on how your journey of positivity and manifesting is going.
You got to warn me before this. You got to give me time to like...
to like fake it? Or
yes, kind of. How do you think I'm doing?
Well, not very good, because off air several times today, you've had to say, what's the positive energy?
You guys, it doesn't come naturally to me. And I think that's a huge problem.
That's why you need to change your habits and make it be a natural positive thing. Come volunteering with me.
Stop yelling at me. Okay. I will do that.
Yeah.
I'll go volunteering.
Okay, that's a step. I have another idea, and I actually want everyone to participate. So start thinking about something affirmative. I have spoken about her before, this influencer Tinx. I love her. She started posting.
I had an ex who was so into it. So it just, I'm saying it comes from a negative place. I'm trying to think of what I could do to you that would be the same. Like, I could bring up something that one of your exes, wasn't one of your exes, like, you know what I mean? It's like...
yeah, or what about if you bring up Calvin Harris a bunch? You're like, I love Calvin Harris.
Right.
And you're like,
he broke Calvin Harris' heart. No. No, Taylor broke his heart. You just don't understand the lore.
Like, I've been really getting into the...
That's
like,
very fair.
Like, I want you guys to come over to my house. Remember you guys came, like you two, Aaron and Tia, came over to my house and we watched a movie?
Mm-hmm.
I have this marathon plan where we watch nothing but Jake Gyllenhaal movies. Just like front to back. Just Jake. And then maybe
Jake.
A... Hiddleston? Nope, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We work in a Hiddleston movie in the middle and like.
Find a JoJo. Oh, we could watch Camp Rock.
There we go.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Just nothing but people who have killed Taylor Swift's heart, but she wrote hit songs about him. See, that's what Tinx is to me.
Wait, but also, none of that has to do with any of my exes.
Oh.
So you're actually missing the mark here.
Thanks for the analogy that got me nowhere.
All I'm saying about Tinx, literally we can ignore her,
okay,
is every morning she's been posting affirmations on her stories. And she's like, oh, none of my friends are mad at me. They're like silly, but it's like something to remind you that everything's all right. And I feel like this could be really good for you.
For me?
Yep.
You don't have to do it, just I have
no,
to do
I'm
it.
Also, I have one. As we all know, I got way too drunk this weekend and have been
every
suffering.
Every single day this weekend. Like,
no.
Like 12-step program is calling the hotline of the radio station.
I hardly drank on Friday. I hardly drank on Sunday. It was Saturday that got me, okay? So what I'm saying is my affirmation is no one's mad at me. I didn't harm my body. It was a one-time thing.
That's your affirmation?
Yeah.
That doesn't
to
feel right.
Talk myself down from the anxiety I'm experiencing.
This is a very real problem of mine. I struggle to find the positive.
Okay, Aaron or T-Hack, willing to help him?
Like, and I know, like, I live in a great house. I have great kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
great coworkers.
That's it.
But expected in my head.
Yeah,
you
I live in
it.
A great home. I have great children. The one at college Ta-da. Is going to be just fine.
But those things are just so baseline for me that I'm not grateful enough.
It can start baseline.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's so absurd about me is like, I think I'm screwed up in the head that my baseline is too high. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not grateful for how awesomely high my baseline is.
Okay, well, why don't you name some other great things about your baseline? You've got hilarious coworkers.
Where?
T-Hack's here.
No, only you think he's funny.
That's not true.
No, I guess my problem is because my baseline's so high, I'm so easily disappointed. Why did I say that with so much enunciation?
Mm.
It's just like if when I eat sushi, if it's not at this baseline, then it's like, this is trash. And it's like growing up, the idea of being able to eat sushi, period, would have been insane to me.
Okay,
like I got crab legs once a year on my birthday.
In terms of affirmations, every bit of sushi I eat is going to be amazing.
Okay.
Okay. right, D-Hack and Aaron, jump in here. I'm just trying to help him. But do you guys have things?
I'm wondering, like, even with your kids, do you ever think back to maybe when they were younger or ever, and like miss that? It's like, I struggle with that with young kids. I try to soak in as much as I can of, like, I've seen it before on Instagram. Imagine you're 90 and you get to wake up in your mid-30s body and your kids are little. And like, that's every day for me, is I get to live this dream again.
So his affirmation would be like, I've got enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if a bus hits him?
Okay, you know what? That's not what this is about.
You are saying the words right now, whether you realize it or not, that are that I'm literally using every single day. And it's been working. Like, I get to. I say all the time, like, oh, I have to go to work. That's insane when we do what we do for a living.
Yeah.
We should never say I have to go to work. I get to go to work.
Yeah, that's better.
That's good. You're doing it.
I'm getting, but it's just, right.
We have to deal with
right.
You.
Sorry.
We get to deal with you. All right. Well, the other thing we get to do is win $750 million.
Ooh. Well, maybe.
No, I'm going to, like, I bought us into the thing again.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
But you got to buy us into the thing.
I didn't have to. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Powerball didn't get one again, which means it's up to $750 million. Now, you still have a chance of winning, so you should go buy tickets, but we're sure that Powerball Pete's going to buy the winners, right?
I believe
He already did.
Sure.
No, I just gave him the money just a few minutes ago, so he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
How much are we splitting that $750 million?
I think right now in our group, we have like there was 18 people on the last draw, so okay. 750 so divided by 18.
Get we're to looking divide good. It. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I could handle it.
Anybody can buy a ticket. The drawings are today, Wednesday, and Saturday. So, and like, we're in that feeding frenzy time. Like, it happens with Powerball where, like, now everybody's buying. So it doesn't, like, when it's at like 40 million, it goes up by like 5 million. When we're at 750, if nobody wins, it's going to go up a bunch. But I don't think it's going to go up. I don't think Wednesday it's going to reset because somebody's winning tonight.
And it's us.
Well, if it's not us, we'll split it with somebody who's listening. Yeah. If you guys want to go buy. Yeah. So go buy tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $2 a ticket.
You can do quick picks or you can do your kids' birthdays. You can do the amount of times your dog has eaten pot. Like
you
the
get
dates
to
that
pick
that
your
happened.
Numbers.
That's only one.
You get to see, only one. Then okay. One. One is one of your numbers.
Okay.
One, spell out Swanson. S is like the whatever letter of the alphabet.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
T9 word it. Like,
oh, yes. Yeah. Wow.
You can pick your numbers anyway or just quick pick. That's what I do is like a quick pick. Right, yeah, $2, and you can do an add-on for $1 for a second drawing worth $10 million. So you get to buy Powerball tickets tonight for $750 million.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.